Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Pesachim. Today we are learning parak Vav Mishnah Gimel and parak Vav Mishnah Dalet. In addition to the Karban Pesach being brought on the 14th of Nisan and Erev Pesach, there was another Karban known as the Karban Chagiga that was also typically brought on Erev Pesach, and it was eaten that night along with the Karban Pesach. Parak Vav Mishnah Gimel is going to teach us exactly when the Karban Chagiga would be brought and when the Karban Chagiga would not be brought with the Karban Pesach. Says the Mishnah, Imasai mevi chagiga ima, when does a person bring in Karban Chagiga together with the Karban Pesach? Bizman shehu babecho, when the Karban Pesach is brought on a weekday, when Erev Pesach is a weekday, you're going to bring a Karban Chagiga. Number two, bitahara, when the Karban Pesach is brought, when it's in a state of purity, when people are in a state of purity and not by people who are tamei, as we're going to learn going forward. There are even some times when tamei people would bring a Karban Pesach. And number three is uvamua, when the Karban Pesach is too small for its meat to truly satisfy everyone in the group, then they're going to also bring a Karban Chagiga with it. That ideally eating the meat of the Karban Pesach should bring a person to a feeling of complete satisfaction, a feeling of complete satiation. Therefore, when there is not enough meat from the Karban Pesach to fully satisfy everyone in that group, they would bring a Karban Chagiga offering to provide extra meat, which they would eat first, so that when they would eat the Karban Pesach, they would become fully satisfied. Now, uvizman shehu b'Shabbos, when would the Karban Chagiga not be brought? Number one, when the Karban Pesach was brought on Shabbos, when Erev Pesach Shabbos, we're not going to also be docha Shabbos, we're not going to also violate Shabbos by adding a Karban Chagiga b'meruba. In a situation where the Karban Pesach is large enough to satisfy anyone in the group, there's no need in that case for a Karban Chagiga. Uvatoma, or in a state where the majority of people are bringing it bituma in a state of impurity, ein mevin imo chagiga. In these cases, they would not bring a Karban Chagiga along with it. That although the Karban Pesach is brought on Shabbos, and under certain situations of tuma, the Chagiga may not be brought on Shabbos or under any condition of tuma. And it also is only brought when it is needed to ensure that everyone in the group is completely satisfied from the Karban Pesach. Perek, as we continue now, Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet, the Mishnah is going to teach us exactly what the details are of the Karban Chagiga. It says the Mishnah, Chagiga ha'yusa ba min hatzon u min habakar, the Karban Chagiga may be brought from either small animals or from cattle, min kvasim, min ha'izim, from, what does it mean that it's small livestock, small cattle? It means from either sheep or from goats, min ha'zachar, min ha'akevas, it can be brought from either male or female animals, min ha'achelis, lishna yamim, v'layla, Echad, and it may be eaten for 2 days and one night after it is brought, meaning to say it can be brought the day it is, it can be eaten the day that it is brought, the 14th of Nisan. It can be then eaten the following night as well, and the next day as well, the 15th of Nisan, the first day of Pesach, it would also be eaten as well. These are the halachos that apply to all regular Karban Shlamim, and therefore it applies to the Chagiga, which is a type of Karban Shlamim. The Pesach offering, however, the Karban Pesach must be a male lamb or a kid and may be eaten only on the night following the 14th of Nisan, meaning only on the first night of Pesach. Quick review, Parag Vav, Mishnah Gimel discussed when a Karban Chagiga is and is not brought along with the Karban Pesach. We said number one, it's only brought with it when it's brought on Shabbos, when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, when the majority of people bringing the Karban Pesach are in a state of tahara, of purity, and when the Karban Pesach is too small to satisfy the hunger and to make everyone in the group fully satisfied with it. If it's not going to satisfy everyone, then we would add a Karban Chagiga to make everyone to eat that first, and then therefore when they eat the Karban Pesach, they would become fully satisfied with the meat. And then Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet discussed what exactly a Karban Chagiga is, whether it could be brought from sheep or from goats, from male or from females, and then it could be eaten that day, the 14th of Nisan, that night, and then the first following day of Pesach. Have a great day.